This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. When I bought the ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was winning. Jackson on him, some like Papa on his finish. Double M, yeah, that's my team. Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant. I'm the type cannon.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan, NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating, cooling company to Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is Chris Thompson, Redskins running back. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Man, Chris, I don't know why you chose this for your walk-up.
Is this Meek Mill?
Yeah, he likes
Meek Mill. Meek Mill.
That's
Meek
Mill.
Oh, it's so bad.
He likes
it.
Guy.
I mean, it did a little old-school rap, do a little EPMD or Rakim. I'm down with it. But
EPMD? He's not 50.
Meek Mill is so bad.
Difference of opinion.
I know.
Yeah, everybody has different strokes.
I know. Chris is
he
young.
He might hate EPMD
do you,
if he knew who they were.
I'm young, man. We like the. Well, for me, game day, I like the hype music, not during the week.
Do you ever listen to old school hip hop?
No.
I mean, old school for him would be something totally different.
I mean, like Tribe Called Quest. Would you ever listen to Tribe?
I've never listened to him.
Oh man, they're so good.
I probably would. If somebody introduced me to
what
them,
about Public Enemy?
I'm introducing you right now. Go listen.
Never heard of them.
You won't make them a mixtape.
You've never heard of?
I mean,
Public
I didn't
Enemy?
Mean never heard. I didn't mean that. Never heard their music. I've heard of them, but never heard the music.
It's just a different era. We can't even relate.
Generation gap.
Seriously, listen
to Don't Believe the Hype. Yeah.
He won't like
power.
It, though. It's different. It's a different sound. You don't understand. He's not going to like what we grew up on.
It's impossible not to like Fight the Power.
It's unlikely.
Go listen to... Hey, listen.
It's different.
I'm introducing you, CT. Go listen to Check the Rhyme by Tribe Called Quest, and then next Monday... Okay. Well, actually, you won't be on next Monday, will you? Next Tuesday, maybe.
Tuesday.
Tell me if you like it or not. Check the Rhyme.
Okay. All right.
There we go.
Let me just mention, Chris Thompson is presented by Steamfitters UA Local 602. They built this city. Chris, talk about the offensive game plan heading into yesterday's game against Dallas.
We kind of knew that their defense, they know, they believe in what they do as far as their coverages. They don't do much. They're a big cover three team, and then in third down situations, they – usually go man, and if they don't run, go man to man, it's kind of cover some cover three looks, maybe like some cover two, a couple cover two looks here and there, but just a pretty basic as far as what they do on defense, but their effort and intensity that they bring every play, it's super high. And as an offense, like our plan was to obviously attack, be able to put ourselves in situations to attack them, especially when they go man to man, and then just to just play as hard or play harder than they do. And I mean, we were able to put 21 up on the board, but there were some plays out there we left for sure. So you know, we gotta look at the film and figure out what went wrong and where our eyes were bad and on certain plays and just try to fix that going to Chicago.
How did the way they were lined up and the way they played defensively, how did that affect the running game? Because it's now been 2 weeks in a row, and it didn't matter if it was AP or Darius. You just haven't been able to, you know, consistently run the ball.
Now, in my opinion, over the last few years, I may be wrong about this, so you can fact check it for me, but we haven't really been able to run well against Dallas. It's been a while that we've been able to run really good against Dallas.
Although AP had 99 yards in the first game last year against them.
But
so
the
that
second
was
game
deep.
He
okay.
did. Yeah, second game he did.
Okay, well, I'm corrected in that. Well, they do a lot of movement up front, and sometimes it's just kind of hard to be able to pick that up effectively and then be able to get to the second level and block the backers because of what they do up on their up front on D line. And, you know, I think there were just a couple of times where we weren't able to. And then, just like, the game against the Eagles, we got, you know, at first we had the lead, then we lost the lead, we got down, and then we weren't able to continue to run the ball like we needed to. And I don't know what AP had, 10 carries or
mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So we were in a situation once again where we weren't able to run the ball 20, 30 times in a game. And that's going to affect the outcome of a game too. Cause you know, AP, he's a guy that, you know, you have to keep just giving them the ball and letting them go, letting them warm up with a bunch of carries. And he, with that, you get the defense tired, and that's when he's able to, you know, his motor is still going, able to make big plays and just kind of wear down the defense. We wasn't able to do it.
Seemed like AP ran off the field at least once or twice where I saw pissed off. Like, you could see even on your television from afar, you know, running off the field in like second down.
What was he pissed off
about? I think he wanted to stay on the field.
Oh, okay.
I think he, you know, did that happen? Did you notice that? How often does that happen?
I think I remember like maybe one time I mm-hmm. noticed it, but, I know for him, he's a guy that wants to stay on the field, but at the same time, like, I think he had maybe one or two runs that he might have gained 4 or 5 yards, and then we had a penalty and it gets called back. And then when we're in 1st and 20 or, you know, 2nd and 15 or whatever the case may be, they're going to put me in the game because that's time for, you know, some type of screenplay possibly or whatever the case may be. So, you know, I get it. He's one of those guys that he's super competitive, so he wants to stay on the field. But if, you know, we put ourselves in some bad situations for sure. And, you know, he, like I said before, he's one of those guys that you just need to keep feeding him, or you want to just keep feeding him the ball. And, you know, he gets himself in the groove. But, you know, if he comes out, I mean, goes in for one play and then is coming back out, I think sometimes it kind of like throws his, you know, his mood off, I guess, or whatever.
Do you take that personally? Because you're running out there, or Wendell's running out there.
Oh, no, not at all. I don't. No, because I just know, like, I know how he is. I know the type of guy he is, so I don't take it personally at all. I just, that's the competitive spirit in him.
Right.
And, you know, he understands too how, you know, we run the system. It's just sometimes we put ourselves in bad situations where he doesn't get to play as much as we plan for him too.
CT, so one of the bigger possessions, you guys are down 10 early fourth. And it was 3rd and 3. You guys are in Dallas territory. I think you're on the 45. And then you it was 3rd and 3, and he missed to Quinn. And then in 4th, and you guys called timeout and called a play to you in the flat there,
mm-hmm.
4th and 3. And it looked like he threw it, like, behind you. I couldn't really tell. Was that just a bad throw, or was it miscommunication there? What happened there?
Yeah, the ball just kind of – it came – he threw it on my inside shoulder. I just got to look at film. I don't know if I didn't take enough steps or whatever the case may be, but it was a little behind me.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to adjust to it in time. Of course, we got to make – when we're in those situations, man, we got to be able to convert those.
Right. Because it could have been a difference. I mean, I'm not saying you're going to win, but you go down there and score, it's a three-point game.
Yeah, it's a three-point game. So we got to – those are the situations, man, that's super critical in a game. And, I mean, I think they went – did they got down and score that next drive?
Yeah, because they had a short field.
Yeah.
That was critical possession.
Right.
Game's over.
Critical possession.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We're joined by Chris Thompson, Redskins running back, presented by Steam Fitters UA Local 602. They built this city. Of course, you want wins, but – Case Keenum definitely has the googly eyes for one Chris Thompson when he's running routes. You lead the team in targets with 18. You've got 116 yards in receiving, through two games. Talk about that chemistry between you and Case.
It's something that's been, you know, brewing ever since we've been in OTAs together. And, you know, all I do every day is just try to be as consistent as I possibly can in practices. When he throws me a pass, I don't want to drop any passes at all. I don't want to ever make excuses. And I think over time, you know, he sees and just knows that if he checks the ball down to me or whatever the case may be, if it's in my area, most likely I'm going to catch it. But we have a lot of design plays for me as well. So I think a lot of those targets come from plays where it's meant for me to, you know, to get it. And, you know, he trusts that I'm going to be able to, you know, maybe catch a 3-yard route and make it 5 to 10 yards or whatever the case may be.
I noticed that we all noticed that they employed Steven Sims a little bit there and had a package mm-hmm. of plays for him. I love him. I love how explosive he is. He's like you in that way a lot. But yep. I thought, oh, my God, they're going to get this kid killed. He's tiny.
He's smaller than you.
Yeah, I mean, he's small yeah. in there. I don't know how much of this he can handle. What was sort of your take on all of that? I like the idea of trying to get the ball in his hands, though, because I think, like you, he's one of the few guys that could take it to the house.
Yeah, man, I really like his skill set, and I'm glad that we're starting to put some things in for him. And, you know, I think obviously he's a receiver, so, you know, we had one play where he was coming out the backfield running the ball and, you know, running a couple jet sweeps and things like that. And, you know, as he gets used to the speed of the game a little more and just how everything flows in the league, I think he's going to be one of those guys that's, although he's small, he's able to do a lot of different things. And when you get him the ball, like, it's exciting to see. It's super exciting to see it, even during the week leading up to the game. So I'm hoping, you know, we can add a lot more of that stuff in. And, you know, it really opens up our offense and just kind of gets defenses off balance.
It seems like, Chris, the right side of the line is struggling more than the left side, which we all expected the left side would struggle more. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know if that's because maybe you're getting more help on the left sides and the right side's being a little bit more exposed, whereas if Trent was there, you wouldn't necessarily need the help the left side. I don't know if that's true. I'm just guessing. What's kind of going on there? Do you find that you're having more success one side versus the other, or why is one side seemingly struggling more than the other?
I'm going to be honest. I haven't really noticed it. Now that you said it, I'm gonna have to go look back and take a look at it and see what's been going on. But I think also, obviously you got Sheriff and Morgan over on that right side, and you know, we got Penn over on the left side. And I think sometimes, you know, some certain situations we're gonna run the ball. We probably run the ball more right than we have left, I'm assuming, as the flow of the game goes. So, you know, you're leaving yourself open for more plays or more mistakes or whatever the case may be to happen on that right side, because the focus sometimes is more there than it is the left. But I don't know, man. I gotta look back and see it and see what's up with that.
Chris, I don't know the dynamics of your personal relationship with Morgan Moses. So we had Morgan on the show every Monday at 8:20, and then you're coming on at 9. He's a UVA guy. You're a Florida State guy. Mm-hmm. You guys played over the weekend. Florida State 1-2 to start the season, UVA 3-0. Do you guys trash talk? Do you watch the game together on Saturday? It's the night off. You know, it's the day off before the game.
Yeah, does he make you wear like a jersey?
No, we made a little friendly bet. And he didn't really say much about it. I think it was just one of those, like, in the past, we've had more conversation about it, but this year it's just kind of been like, man, I don't know how good Florida State is going to be, like, week to week. I don't know what we're going to do week to week. And Morgan also was like, they played Pitt, and I forgot the other school that they played. So he was like, man, I don't know if we're really that good, although they were ranked. So it was kind of like, we weren't in situations, I guess, to really talk too much noise. But when he saw me Sunday morning, he just gave me a little smirk, and I just shook my head because I didn't even want to talk about it.
What was the bet?
We get like some little per diem when we go on away games.
Oh, nice.
So we just kind of we just kind of made a friendly bet by that.
Well, it's just – I mean, I watched a lot of that game, and Florida State just doesn't know what to do at the end of games. And that's so different from when you were there. I mean, you were there, you know, and great coaching staff. And I don't know, Taggart just – they're not prepared for end of game, you know, time and score situations. Crazy.
I honestly, man, I have no clue what's going on over there. Because, like you said, when I was there, we knew how to. We didn't always finish those situations. Obviously, you're not going to be 100%, but we knew how to handle those situations, and guys didn't fold and panic. And one thing like that threw me off in the game was the right tackle not knowing where to line up.
Right.
That kind of threw me off. And I don't know, maybe the formation changed or something, but that really threw me off that the right tackle was struggling on where to line up. And, you know, every coach has their plays or whatever, so they decided to go with that direct snap. But I don't know, man. Just, I mean, even when we had the ball and up 1 point with 5 minutes left in the game, we didn't run the ball. We were still, like, throwing the ball. You gotta play those situations right.
Did you see the roughing the passer call on Blackman? That was a joke.
Yeah, it was. I mean,
Virginia guy just pushed him. It gave you an extra possession, but that was.
They definitely helped us. They helped us out big time. But shoot, we needed everything we could get, and still to make it happen, man. We gotta figure it out.
All right, Chris, real quick before we let you go, I just want an injury update from your perspective, from a player perspective. We all kind of assumed that Jordan would be back. If you had to guess, do you think you'll have Jordan next week? And what about Jonathan Allen?
I think it's been a week now for John. I know how John is about this team. I know how he is about playing the game of football. So I think I truly believe he's going to do everything possible in his power to play. Jordan, it's a different situation. Just because when you're dealing with concussions, it's kind of you can feel good one day and then it's not so good the next. And, you know, he practiced with us all week until like the last day and he didn't feel too good. So he ended up not practicing and couldn't play, wasn't in a situation to play. So that's one you gotta really be pretty patient about, I guess, and just you can never tell somebody how good or bad their head feels.
Right.
When you're dealing with other injuries, it's a lot different and stuff you can play through, but that's dangerous. So you know, for me, obviously, I want him out there. He's definitely going to make a difference in our offense, which I think we've been doing pretty good. But with him, I think we'll be even better. So,
but you don't expect him necessarily this week.
I wouldn't. I'm not expecting it. But if he does, I'll be super ecstatic about it.
You'll welcome it. Yeah,
yeah.
Of course.
Anything can help. Yeah.
All right, this is Chris Thompson. All right, Chris. Thanks a lot for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week, man.
All right,
go listen to Tribe. Tribe.
I will. All right. I will.
Thank you, buddy. Right.
Chris Thompson.
What are the odds he likes
He's going to forget about it.
He might.
He'll forget about it.
But you got to understand, he's grown up listening to a totally different style of music.
I understand.
Like mumble rap and everything. And he's not going to get it.
But you grew up listening to a totally different style, and you like some of the new stuff.
Yeah,
so why can't he like some of the old stuff?
It's just foreign to him. It's almost like the new stuff is foreign to you because you don't listen to it, but I listen to it, so it all grows on me.
No, of course I don't listen to it because I don't like it, but I hear it.
You hear it,
there's nothing that attracts me.
You just you don't listen to it regularly. If you listen to anything regularly, it all grows on you. It's my theory.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think so by having a good beat. If you have a good beat, I can tolerate the mumble rap. But I'm not a huge fan of any sort of rap that's called mumble rap.
That's just kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Of course, it is a Misery Monday driven by Priority Toyota Springfield, where you can have it all, including Priorities for Life, the most comprehensive lifetime vehicle coverage in the business. Shop PriorityToyotaSpringfield.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Remember, if you're out and about traveling, you want to download the radio.com app, put it on your phone. You can bring the junks with you anywhere you go in the good old United States of America. Radio.com, put it on your phone like 5 minutes ago. Please.
So it is Misery Monday, driven by Priority Toyota Springfield, where you can have it all, including Priorities for Life, the most comprehensive lifetime vehicle coverage in the business. Shop PriorityToyotaSpringfield.com. And I mentioned this last week. Could you imagine if we were doing a show in New England, where there's hardly ever
JP, you do this Misery all the time. Mondays.
Oh, but it's never going to happen.
But this, like every six weeks.
Okay, fine. They're
broken
already,
record
very early.
It really is.
But they're starting to talk about a 16-0 type run for New England this year. They're not going to lose in the division. I'm sorry.
They're a dynasty. They're a dynasty. This is
even
this
if they
is,
go 13-3, 12-4.
Skins would never sniff
that type
of
year.
They're a dynasty. This is dysfunction central. It's just, you can't even compare the two. It's different sports.
All right, I want to talk about the Patriots.
Hey, doing radio in Miami.
Are they going to lose more than three games in regulars?
No.
All right, so they're going to look at a number one seed again, in the AFC.
Yeah, you have to go through Foxborough, most likely.
So are they going to be back in the Super Bowl again?
Yes.
Probably.
That's what I predicted in the preseason.
Unless Kansas City can knock them off.
KC.
Which isn't...
Anybody else? Any other threats?
Maybe the Ravens? I don't buy Lamar winning, because he'll probably have to go to New England. I don't buy Lamar going on the road to Kansas City or New England and winning.
And the Chargers were really good last year, but they've taken a step back. Anybody else in the AFC?
No, I don't think so.
No, probably not.
Steelers 0-2.
Done. Steelers and Big Ben might be under surgery.
Out. Yeah, might be out.
Stricken from the
record.
You
might have to have Tommy John.
So the AFC comes down to the Patriots, the Chiefs,
and maybe the Ravens.
Maybe anybody else.
AFC. I mean, nobody's jumping out at me. No, those three are probably going to be there.
Texans, come on.
Texans. Anybody from that division, AFC South, the Titans, their defense is frisky. I'm not saying they're in the league with those other teams, but maybe they're a
Chargers?
No. Chargers are poo.
Not buying them.
And the Bills are 2-0, but
counterfeit 2-0. I'm not buying
them. They're the Bills.
It's going to be New England and Kansas City. It just depends on where they play. I'd be shocked. As long as those two quarterbacks stay healthy.
Well, they play in the regular season, too.
Yes, they do. So that will decide home field.
The Patriots' worst case, if you look at their schedule, they basically have four tough games, and you know
where are they playing? Ravens, Eagles, Cowboys, and Chiefs.
That's it. They play at home against the Chiefs.
Yeah, so that'll decide home field.
December 8th.
Their
worst case 12-4.
I'll make their juggernaut. I'll make
this
bet right now.
The NFC is a toss up.
The Redskins, as long as we're still broadcasting into these mics, do I want to go podcasting extended
even
that
podcasting
too,
yeah go into podcasting
all right, the Redskins, as long as we are broadcasting / podcasting, will never have a 12-win season. I'll take any bets up to $10 a man
with Daniel Snyder.
Why would anybody bet that?
I'm just throwing it out there.
I don't think it's possible.
No one's gonna argue with
anybody wants to take it. Dude, I'm open for business.
They can't even stumble to that.
Okay, I want to get to seven. I'm looking at seven as my target.
They can occasionally stumble into, you know, a playoff berth.
Yeah, nine wins.
That's why it's so preposterous for JP to pie in the sky. Oh, I wish we were the Patriots. It's never going to happen. It's just
never going
to happen.
Think about if you're doing sports radio in Miami. That team is clearly, you know, the ownership, the front office has given up for this year, tanking. They get beat by 50 every week.
Yeah.
The Marlins blow, right? The Heat, they're not that good.
Right.
I mean, what's good in Miami? At least the Nats are a possible playoff team, probable playoff team.
Hey,
but you know what? The women and the weather.
You're in Miami. At least I give Miami credit in this. They're blowing it all up. They have a plan
it's
going
no,
forward.
No guarantee they'll be able to
There's
put
no
it back
guarantee,
together, though.
But they are amassing draft capital.
They're tanking for Tua.
They're tanking. I don't know if it's for Tua or whoever.
Dude, they might be tanking for Trevor Lawrence, like 2 years.
They're
tanking,
and it,
a
right.
2 year tank.
It's not like a 1 year thing. This
it's
could
not,
be a
they're
going to
turn
thing.
Around in 1 year.
Yeah, but they're going to have the top pick anyway. So who do you take? You're not taking a defense. You got that quarterback.
I have a hard
Fitzpatrick
time.
And Rosen are a poop show.
Right. That's by design.
I know that. But, you know, Fitzpatrick was much better with Tampa in the first few weeks last year.
Well, he's got he's
got good
better
players around
cast.
Him. I get it. But they're just god-awful. They're going to be 21, maybe 21.5-point underdogs against Dallas this week. That's a professional football team.
Right.
You never see numbers that high.
In your eyes, who's the best team in the NFC so far? Is it the Cowboys? Or do you just say the Rams? The Rams haven't looked overly impressive, right?
Rams have not looked great, though. They're 2-0.
I'll still put Seahawks
them. Seattle, 2-0.
Seattle's played really well.
Seahawks had to dodge a bullet against Cincy in week one. That kind of knocks them down a peg, but it was an impressive win in Pittsburgh. I'll give them that.
Green Bay didn't look good in the first week, but they got the win.
It might be Dallas.
Might be the Rams.
2 weeks.
By the way, I'm bitter. I didn't throw it in there for my bold prediction, but the whole Kirk Cousins thing, I think I said it to you maybe like off air at one point where I could see it's early in the season where if Kirk doesn't lead the Vikings to the playoffs this year, that they just move on from him.
Well, they got to pay him. I mean, he has a full guarantee.
They're not going to pay him $30 million to go away. He's got one more year. You got one more year.
They're stuck with him. That's a 3-year marriage that they're stuck in.
Said this earlier when we went around the NFL and Junkies Blitz. His QBR was a 4.
It was a bad game.
Out of 100.
Look, it was a bad game. See if he bounces back next week.
He's played a lot of bad games.
Who do the Vikings have next week?
Let me check.
By the way, his touchdown pass to Diggs, nice ball. I don't know how the safety or corner who came over
didn't intercept it. Yeah, it seemed like it went right through his hands.
Was he afraid to, like, dive? How did that happen?
Let's go to Dave real quick. Dave calling from Boston, Beantown. Dave, what's up, buddy?
Hey, D, thanks for taking my call, man. Hey, I'm from D.C. originally, but I've been living in Boston for like 15 years, and I was just telling the call screener, this is the most annoying place in the world to live if you're not a Boston sports fan.
Right, I'm sure.
Because I had to call because JP was talking earlier about how it must be so great to be in Boston, and you know they're going to win 12 games every year and so forth, and they do. But, man, they lose like one game every 5 games, and then they all act like the world's, you know, falling apart and so forth. It's just crazy. They lose 2 games in a year, and they're like, oh, my gosh, they didn't look as sharp as they used to.
Yeah, you know what that's called?
The whole title.
It's called expectations.
Well, the Red Sox
which they
fired,
don't have here in D.C.
The Red Sox fired their team president, right, Dombrowski or whatever job title he had.
A year after winning.
They won the World Series a year ago. Right?
A year after a parade.
Yeah, that's what happens when expectations are sky high.
Well, that tells me there's something way beyond just the bad year they had.
Yeah.
There's something personally there.
It's just, it's just insanely annoying. Every year the Redskins win like 6 or 7 games. You know, if they sniff the playoffs, I'm thrilled. And if these guys don't win the division every year, like, say, they act like the world's falling apart. It's just, it's nuts. Hey, one other thing real quick. EB, you were mad Friday that nobody was calling in. No Redskins fans were calling in. It's apathy, man. Nobody cares anymore. I'm a diehard Redskins fan. But
I don't remember being mad about that, but maybe I was.
I think you should expect it, actually.
Yeah, maybe I was.
Yeah. It's just enough.
I think it's just too early. I understand it, but like, at least wait till like week 4 or 5 before you give up.
And the truth is, he was mad because I did a giveaway at the beginning of the segment, and he thought that was going to block the callers from calling in.
Well, it does.
Well, they did the giveaway, then they opened up the phone lines, and we were still able to
take
the 2 calls.
Now, my frustration, listen, I get it. We're awful every year. It's always the same. I'm still in that mode of the season where like I was like yelling at my daughter because I was pissed off about the game. I won't be by like week 5 or 6.
Yeah. How was the wedding, though? Did you have a good wedding on
Saturday?
No, I
didn't have a wedding. That was last week. We had a college visit.
That's right.
We had a college visit. It went great. But I'm still in that mode where I still would like to see them perform, and I'm not ready to give up on them yet.
The numbness will set in by mid-October.
If they lose these next 2, then I will.
Then you're out.
Then I'll be out, and I'll just watch, and I'll be cynical. And
then you're out.
But not 2 weeks in, not 1 week in, not like Terps fans giving up after the loss to Temple, which albeit was disappointing.
But I see Terps fans just jumping off the bandwagon left and right. And Redskins fans, they've already quit, most of them. Which I think is silly, because I still think you have some games you can win. I think we can beat the Bears. I don't know. Not going anywhere this year, but I think they beat the Bears. I think they beat the Giants.
I pray for you to quit.
There's some games here that we can win.
They're trending towards that top five pick in the NFL draft.
Oh, there's...
So top five means you're trending them towards like a 3 or 4 win team?
Yes.
4 or 5.
Yeah.
4 or 5
I
wins.
Think they're right in that wheelhouse.
I don't know. What, if, you get, off, if you finish 6
get
and 10,
excited for Jerry Judy. Start getting excited for Jerry Judy.
He's a stud.
By the way, Minnesota plays the Raiders next. Minnesota plays the Raiders at home.
In Minnie?
Yeah, because this is the start of the Raiders where they don't play at home for about 2 months.
Okay. Oh, this is our bet.
Yes.
You bet they're going to lose 5 straight.
I think I did, yes.
I just need one dub.
You need one. You can sneak one in there
one
somewhere.
One dub.
Put it this way, the next time they come back home, the infield dirt that the Athletics play on will be gone.
Yes.
There'll be grass on top of that.
Yes, it will.
There should be anyway.
Boy, it really slowed Patrick Mahomes down yesterday, that infield dirt.
You know, I was so bitter at that game because I took the Chiefs minus the 7, but I also went over the total of 53.
Oh, yeah. I've only scored, what, 38?
It's 38-10 at half. I'm thinking, well, it's going to soar over.
Right.
And they did nothing. Neither team scored in the second half.
It was 28-10 at halftime.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
So I had 38 points.
Oh, 30. You had 38, yeah.
Yeah, of course
you're thinking that.
I needed a couple more scores and a meaningless field goal.
Counting your money.
Yeah. And
counting
it. And donuts.
Yeah.
For third and fourth quarter. Couldn't believe it.
By the way, I was counting my money flying out the window, betting on Hawaii plus 21.5. I looked down at the box score like 5 minutes of the game. It was like 21-0. I said, this is bad.
Cole McDonald, if you don't watch Hawaii, Cole McDonald's their quarterback. He loves to throw to the other team.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to come back and take calls and why you've already given up on the team, or do you want to do EP? Your guys call.
EP is going to be boring. Unless you're going to talk about Rick Ocasek and Eddie.
He's one of the lead stories.
Right, whatever you want to do. You want to do a combo? are you excited to talk EP?
I don't really know. I always like to talk about the Redskins after. I think nothing else matters on Mondays to me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I always like to get in the Skins. But
well, if you get enough calls.
You know, I don't know. I think people have already given up on them. Like, completely given up on them. And I think it's silly. I mean, we're not going anywhere.
How about we
take
calls on people who haven't given up on the Redskins? If you haven't given up on the Redskins, and we heard from one earlier, Rich from Centerville has them ripping off 6 in a row.
Yes,
well, I don't have that.
Once they get to the Dolphins game.
But we should be surprised they're 0-2.
If you haven't given up on them, tell us why. 800-636-1067.
All right. Stop worrying about those pesky plumbing problems, people. Call the 5-star plumbing experts at Crop Metcalf. From water heaters and garbage disposals to sump pumps and main water lines, Crop Metcalf's 5-star technicians can handle all your plumbing needs. Call today and save $50 on your next plumbing service. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf. I'm the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals, now serving Fauquier, Culpeper counties, and the surrounding Piedmont area.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's optimism abound. People that have not punted on the Redskins season through the first two games.
I mean, don't get me wrong. We're not going anywhere. I'm not going to the playoffs or anything. But I still think there's a bunch of winnable games on the schedule. And there's some reasons to be optimistic. Very, very scary that we can't stop anybody.
I don't know if there's a bunch of winnable games. I might dispute that.
There's at least five.
There's some winnable games.
There's 5 winnables.
A bunch usually means a lot.
All right, let me ask you this. Do you consider the Dolphins winnable?
Yes.
Do you consider the Giants winnable?
Yes.
All right, that's 3.
I consider the Bears winnable.
Do you consider Detroit winnable?
Yes.
That's
yes,
4.
But I think Detroit's kind of frisky. I wouldn't say they're a pushover.
No one's saying they're a pushover.
Saying,
just winnable.
Winnable.
Like some games are not winnable.
Right. Patriots game not winnable.
Patriots are not winnable.
Right.
You might even say
Dallas,
the Cowboys.
Dallas not winnable.
Maybe not
Philly
winnable.
Not winnable. Now, if they would have played Philly with the injuries that they had last night, all right, maybe more winnable.
Yeah, maybe you sneak one.
Because Deshaun's not on the field, and he obviously had two bombs.
Yep.
But there are five or six winnable games. I would agree.
Thank you. That's all.
I don't think they're going to beat the Bears.
But just because there's five or six winnable doesn't mean it's going to be five or six wins.
But look, we've seen this team play, you know, beatable teams before, and they lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, they also remember when they played the Rams and the Rams were so bad, and you and I bet.
Yes, I remember.
That the Rams beat the Skins. It was in Washington too.
I remember.
It was at FedEx. Yeah. You would have to come pick me up and drive me to work for a week.
Remember it.
Now I hooked you because I played golf twice that week.
You did, yeah.
So I had to actually drive, but you had to come all the way from your house to Ashburn three times and drop me off because they lost to a beatable team.
It really sucked,
and I never walked inside your house.
Well,
He's never seen the inside of your house.
He picked me up at, you know, 4 in the morning.
What's crazy about that is that Cakes has one of the smallest bladders of anybody I've ever met.
I do.
But he just couldn't wait to leave.
Speaking of that, I left Glory Days Grill in Alexandria yesterday, and I was like, do I have to go to the bathroom? It's probably close to an hour haul. I was like, nah, I'll be fine. Oh, really? You're going to be fine where there's a smash up on the Beltway right near River Road? And traffic is crawling for 45 minutes, and I'm hearing more Larry Michael than I expected to.
That hurts.
I almost exploded on the way home.
Did you make it?
Yes, I made it, because, hello, I'm an adult. I'm a grown-up.
How uncomfortable.
I made it.
Your bladder hurt so bad.
Oh, it was so full.
But also, just getting back to the Redskins, there are also games where we're going to just assume they're going to get smoked, and they're going to win, like when they beat Green Bay last year.
NFL.
When they beat the Rams 2 years ago. You know, they took New Orleans. I mean, I took a moral victory in it, sorry, to overtime. You know what I mean? Should have beat the Saints.
Should add that column, the moral victory column.
I believe in moral
next
victories.
Year, we'll do that.
When
next
you're a Redskins
year.
Fan, I think you have to take moral victories.
Let's go to the phones. A bunch of people want to chime in.
I just think everyone's just bailing already, and it's just, I don't know. We're two games in.
Well, wait till they
the
lose
stands.
Monday. And then
they
lose. 0-3.
But that's fine. I have them losing the first three.
Right.
It's still getting you seven. See, to me, seven is like, that's like, man, they get to seven. Man, we did great.
If they
you
lose,
bring Gruden back after that, another 7-9.
They get to 7-9 with this
you
bunch.
You guys love Gruden.
Maybe.
So what do they have to go, 7-6 if they lose the first three?
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Clarence. Clarence, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jucks.
Hey, all right, man. How you doing?
Doing well.
What's up, Clarence?
Okay, I was just saying that, you know, we say this every year about the Redskins. Every year with Gruden. But I'm saying, you got Bruce Allen been there.
Are you
following me in the background?
He's watching us on TV.
You got to turn his TV down.
Whatever it is.
That's exactly.
Delay.
Tell him to turn his TV down.
Isn't he
down?
Supposed to be the optimist? Didn't we ask for people that are optimistic?
Let's go to Dan.
Maybe he doesn't know what optimistic means.
Dan.
Chunkies, how you doing, man?
Hey.
You guys do a great job. I listen every day.
Thanks.
I look forward to it. But I predicted when I looked at the schedule before the season 1-4 because, you know, we just had some tough games.
Right.
We will beat the Bears and the Giants. We're going to annihilate Miami.
That'd be 2-3,
then go on a roll and beat San Francisco. Sorry, Bish.
Well, hold on a second. You're not making any sense. You predicted 1-4 based on the schedule, and now you have him beating the Bears and the Giants.
Because he's been a little encouraged by the offense. Bit encouraged.
Oh, so you're
how about the defense?
You know, I think we have a chance to beat the Bears.
The defense
I know
is discouraging.
Really, all right. They got a great defense.
All right, go ahead. All right, who else are they going to beat? They're going to beat the Niners.
The running game's going to get going, and Keenum has really surprised me. The defense will come around. Hail to the Redskins. We're going to end up 9-7.
I mean, come
on. I don't have a 9.
You're just
Hey, I like to hear. Can we hear somebody optimistic every once in a while?
Get the good hit.
So they're
going to
go
9-5. I'll play.
They're going to go 9-5 the rest of the way, please.
Let's go to Casey, Virginia Beach. Hey, we get John Allen back. We get Kevin Dunbar back. Make a few stops.
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Casey, well, you got to make some stops.
Yes, you do.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Yeah, this KC here from Virginia Beach. I had a chance opportunity to watch you guys. I've seen you before. I got a chance to see you this morning. I'm home from work today. You know, with the Redskins, they're like the Bad News Bears. You either love them or you hate them. It's just that simple. And if you're a true Redskin fan, then you ride or die with them. You know, if we like the year that Dallas won one game, they beat us. So I'm optimistic that we'll win 3 games this year. You know what I mean?
You're
should beat the Bears.
You're optimistic that we win 3?
Yeah. I'm optimistic.
That's optimistic?
Yeah, that's how low the bar is.
That's how low the bar is right now.
I thought I had a low bar at seven.
Man,
to me, seven, you're like throwing a Super Bowl party.
This call hook that we threw out there is blowing up in our face.
No, can we do this? If they get to seven wins, a big party.
We have a parade.
Then, like a parade.
All right.
If they get to seven,
I think they need to get to eight.
The half street parade.
If they get to eight and eight.
I got them winning seven, and everyone thinks I'm an idiot. So if they get to seven, really. let's have a parade.
Two of us have them at six wins. So seven and nine's out of
a big. You still have them at six?
Yeah, I'd say six.
I still have them at
four. But that's terrible.
I'm not moving off my four prediction.
That's the thing is, part of your argument has been, well, this is kind of what we expected, but that's not good enough. At some point.
Yeah, but you got to be realistic.
I know, but at some point, based on like the last couple seasons, and this is why I argued against extending Jay Gruden and keep bringing him back. Don't you have to be better than 500?
Sure.
Hey, it's a good thing.
But they just don't have it. It's not in the cards for him. It's not in the cards.
Okay, but going back to the playoff
year. Belichick was coaching.
The playoff year where
the
they were just barely above 500, if you include the playoff game, because they were 9-7, 9-8. And then everybody's like, well, two straight seasons winning record. They were 8-7-1.
Hey, JP.
And then we've had two straight 7-9s. It's basically 500 for four straight seasons. At some point, you have to make a move.
At least the Jay Gruden coaching tree isn't bearing any fruit like Sean McVay, Shanny, and LaFleur, who are combined 6-0. At least that hasn't happened. And it's early.
Let's go to JaVale. JaVale, what's up?
Hey, what's up, EB? Hey,
what's up?
EB, yeah. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Everybody needs to pump the brakes, man. I was at the game last week in Philly. I was at the game yesterday. And, I mean, from everybody, man, especially Eagles, Cowboys fans, everybody's like, hey, man, you guys are much better, you know, than I thought. You know, if you look at the Eagles and the Cowboys, they're top two of the top, you know, say six, seven teams in the league. And we lose both games by 10 points or less. You know, I think everybody just needs to calm down, man. And it's week two. I mean, that's all I say. It's week two, and I think the team is much better than people think. When Reed comes back, it's going to open the offense up even more. So I definitely think 7-8 wins is definitely viable, man. No question.
Hey, we finally found an optimistic guy.
You're going to participate in my parade when we hit the seven.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Parades stink. Especially parades for seven-win teams.
Parades are amazing.
The Caps parade was great. I love you about that.
That parade was great.
Somebody asked me, are they going to have a parade for the Mystics? If the Mystics win all, apparently they're good. I can't see it.
I don't know a single thing about the Mystics. I literally don't know. What color is their team? Like, what color is their jersey? I don't even know anything.
You know Deladon, right?
Yeah, does she play for the Mystics?
Yes.
Yeah, she does.
I know her. Sure, I know her.
Well, they might win it all.
Yeah.
Championship.
What's their record? Like, 6-0, or is it like 20-2? Like, no, what's the record?
I want to say they were 26-9. I don't even know how many games.
I don't even know how many regular season.
I don't know anything about.
Could have a Mystics parade.
Do they actually play in the big arena?
Yes.
Or do they play in the G League arena? We gotta get out of here.
For Bish, Cake, CB, I'm JP. Grand Danny, they're coming up next, right here on the Fan.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.